allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we have some certificates here. We'd like to express appreciation to the Cub Scouts and I think the Brownies and Daisies for their help over the summer with the community garden at the elementary school.
Absolutely.
Great. That screen is going to be somewhere here. Mr. John Rivette.
Tonight, but it wasn't given to us in our list, unfortunately, but we will make sure that this student gets her certificate tomorrow.
Liliana LaBarge.
No, not happening? Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Well, to all the boys and girls that were helpful this summer at the garden, you guys did a great job. You helped out the senior center. You helped out the food bank. Thank you so very, very much. You guys have a fantastic evening. We don't want to make you guys stay too late, so it's time for you guys to go home, get your homework done, take a bath, and get ready for school. Now we have a presentation from the Upward Bound program. We have Ms. Kelsey LaRusso from SUNY Adirondack and Jennifer Jones from Castleton State here with us tonight for a presentation.
Ms. Hayden's going to be doing it for Castleton State.
Okay. I'm Jennifer Jones tonight.
Well, welcome.
So I just want to introduce myself again. I'm Kelsey Baruso. I'm the director of the Upper Bound Programs in the Adirondacks. I'm Sarah Haley. I actually teach here full-time, but I also teach for Upward Bound at Castleton University in the summer, and will be their in-school coordinator here for Castleton. So Upward Bound is a college prep program for students whose parents don't make a lot of money or they're going to be first-generation college students. And so when we talk about someone being a first-generation college student for our program, we mean that neither of their biological parents have a four-year college degree. So students can still participate if their parents have an associate's degree, if their brother or sister is in college right now, even if their parent is currently in college, they can still qualify for this program. And the whole purpose is we help students develop the skills and motivation necessary to not only be successful in high school, but then also enroll in college when they graduate from high school. And so what's really special about Whitehall is we actually have two Upper Bound members at this school. So a lot of other schools either don't have access to the services through Upper Bound or only have one program. But so there's two here. There's one at SUNY Adirondack and there's one at Castleton. So I'm the director of the SUNY Adirondack program. We serve 123 students in 13 different school districts. So basically any school district you can think of in Warren, Washington, Saratoga County, we pretty much work with. So North Warren, Warrensburg, Corinth, Salem, Hartford, Granville, Glens Falls, Hudson Falls, Southland Falls, Fort Ann, Fort Edward, Whitehall, obviously. I think I'm missing a couple in there, but we work with a lot of students in this region.
And Castleton also serves the same number of students, mostly in Rutland County, but then they also work with four schools in New York, which is also Salem, Whitehall, Hartford,
yep.
And Fort Ann, I believe?
Granville. Upward Bound is unique that we actually work with the students that we serve for the entire calendar year. So it's not just during the academic year when they're in school and it's not just a summer program. We actually see our students for the entire year. And we see them, if they start the program in ninth grade, we work with them until they graduate from high school. So it really is a big commitment. We work really closely with our students and their families to make sure that they're successful. So this is just a little bit about the academic year program. So if a student is in either program, they're going to meet with someone weekly in their school. So at Whitehall, if they're in the Castleton program, they're going to meet with Sarah each week, just check in, make sure they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing. And if they're in the SUNY Adirondack program, someone from our staff is going to be here to check in with them each week during a lunch or study hall or after school. We never take kids out of academic classes. It's really just another support system for them to be successful in school. So we work with them on a lot of different stuff. So academic skill building, we're gonna make sure they had everything that they need to be successful in their classes. So we're gonna push them to take advanced and challenging courses so they can get their advanced regents diploma, but we're not gonna just kind of set them up and then not support them in those challenging courses. So we're gonna make sure that they have someone checking in with them, that they're doing well in all their classes. We do career exploration for students who know what they wanna do. We help them figure out what's the educational path to actually get there. And then students who have no idea what they wanna do, we'll help them figure out what are some skills I have and what are things that I like and how can I make that a career that's really fulfilling and something that I enjoy. And then we also do the entire college application process with our students. So we're always talking about college, whether a student's in ninth grade or they're a senior. We're making sure college is on their brain and that they know what they need to do to get there. So we do prepare students for the SATs and the ACTs. We make sure that they have fee waivers and take those tests so that the cost of that test is not a burden to them and their family and something that prohibits them from actually taking the test. We provide transportation on those test days if students don't have the ability to get there. We do the entire college application process with students, starting with their college essay. We help them get teacher recommendations. We help them really fill everything out so they can feel confident that it's done correctly and that they're gonna actually have opportunities when they graduate from high school. And then we also work with families really closely on financial aid and financial literacy. We sit down with every single student and do the FAFSA with them. We help them fill out the TAP applications so that way their family's confident, they're filling out the information correctly, they're not gonna get held up and find out that their financial aid has fallen through. So we work with students on that, and then we also help families interpret financial aid award letters. If people have seen them, they're very confusing, they're very complicated, it's hard to figure out how much it's actually gonna cost you to go to school. So we work with families to make sure they understand the true cost of the education they're choosing and that they make sure they have affordable options also. And we also do, so at Castleton they do monthly Saturday sessions where they do a lot of the stuff that I just talked about. So students are required to go one Saturday a month where they can spend a lot of time together to do this important work. And then we also have tutoring, so our, both of our programs have access to an online tutoring system at no cost for participants. They can go on 24/7 with a live tutor and get extra support and classes that they need. We do academic support nights in our office where students can come to SUNY Adirondack and work with a tutor. It's just a quiet place. If maybe at home it's a little chaotic sometimes, they just have a quiet place they can really focus, have access to computers, internet, and everything like that. And we also do college visits. So that's a really important part of our program, is making sure we get students on college campuses and so they're aware of college and the college experience. We actually just had a bunch of students go this past Saturday to visit Plattsburgh. A lot of those students, they were 9th and 10th graders, so it was the first college they've ever seen. So that's a really exciting opportunity for them. So if students are in 9th grade, they can visit anywhere from 15 to 20 colleges with Upward Bound. So that's really a unique experience that even the most resourced families typically don't do with their kids, just because it takes a lot of time. You're not really sure what colleges to go see, and that's something that we spend a lot of time doing. We also do community service with our students to make sure that they have really solid resumes. It's easy to say that you should be active in clubs, active in community service, projects in your community, but if you don't feel connected or don't feel like you, your families are connected enough to make those connections for you, we help students do that. So then they have as good of a resume as another student. Then we also do cultural events and leadership. So we take our students on trips during the school year. February break, we're gonna be taking a group of students to Connecticut overnight to visit colleges, meet with other Upward Bound students throughout the entire country. So that's a really awesome opportunity for students too. So that's the academic year stuff. Sarah's gonna talk about the summer.
So as I said before, I'm at the Castleton University program, and they have similar programs though, both campuses. It's 6 weeks. The students live on campus during the week. They come in on, Monday morning or
Sunday afternoon.
Okay. And then they stay right through Friday. They have to take academic courses, and then they also have the opportunity to participate in internships that are paid. During that summer session, they also get to go to, sometimes they go to plays. I know at Castleton they have a concert series during the summer. They can go to that once a week. They go out to dinner in different places. They have a big trip at the end of the summer. They've gone to Castleton anyway. I know they've gone to Washington, D.C. They've gone to Boston. They've gone up to Maine. And they have the opportunity to either take academic classes that will prepare them for the classes they're going to be taking in the upcoming school year, or some of them are credit, college credit bearing courses. So some students can accumulate quite a few college credits before they're even out of high school. And again, it's all free. It includes their meals, the land board, the courses, all those internship opportunities. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and one thing I just want to mention that's a little bit different about the SUNY Adirondack program, and I know Castleton's working on this too, is so we do a college credit class each summer for our students. So it's a real college class with a college professor that's totally free for them, and we offer that the summer after sophomore year, junior year, and even after they graduated from high school, so they get 9 college credits for free, which is almost a full semester, which is really cool for students. I'm gonna show a little video that just, it was taken during our summer program and just kind of shows. Taken during our summer program, so students have access to really everything that SUNY Adirondack has to offer and Castleton. They get to use the challenge course that we have in the woods on campus, so it's a really cool experience.
And at Castleton, they use the pool there, they have the gym facilities, they have a good time.
Yeah, you might be wondering, are students interested in doing the summer program? And I think we have, it's kids love it. They come back summer after summer. It's really not something that prohibits kids from.
And it gives them a real college experience because they are actually living on campus, having the meals there, having to kind of adhere to schedules and deadlines, and a lot of accountability for them.
So some of the benefits of Upward Bound, I think the most important one, it's really just an additional support system for students. We're 100% funded by the U.S. Department of Education, so it's support that comes at no cost to the student, no cost to the school district. It really is just another person in students' corners to make sure that they're meeting the full potential and reaching all the goals that they've set for themselves. And by being in this program, one of the huge benefits is all the fees that are associated with the college application process are waived for students. So they qualify for fee waivers for the SAT and the ACT, college application fee waivers. So most upper bound students apply to anywhere from 10 to 12 colleges. If a student was going to do that on their own, that's going to cost over $1,000 for families to pay just for them to apply. So this is a huge cost savings for students to be able to have access to free applications. Really gives them more opportunities. We encourage students to apply to that many colleges because it allows them to have more options. They can compare financial aid packages. They can apply to colleges they wouldn't necessarily think they would actually get accepted to. So that's why we encourage them to apply to so many. And then upper bound is recognized by college admissions as a rigorous program. It's actually a national program. There's about 930 programs throughout the entire country. So if a student wants to go to school in Vermont, or if they want to go to California or to Florida, admissions offices in those colleges are going to know what upper bound is. They know that those students are really dedicated, they're motivated, they have sacrificed their summers, and they're going to be successful. And then monthly stipends. So we actually, besides being totally free, our students actually get paid by us. Not a lot of money, but as long as they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, they're maintaining a high GPA, they're coming to their workshops, they're coming to their Saturday sessions, we actually mail them a check in the mail each month too. So that's really awesome. So kind of offsets, we know that you're going to be losing out maybe on some employment opportunities by staying with us in the summer and things like that. And then all the new experiences, like Sarah said, we brought our students to Washington, D.C. this summer too. It's an all-expenses-paid trip. And what I like to mention to students too is they don't also have to worry about fundraising to make it free. It really is truly free. They don't have to worry about housing, food, meals, transportation. It really is all covered. When we do presentations like this, since we've been working with five different school districts for almost 20 years now, when we go to present in those schools, we like to have our current students come and talk with us. But we don't have any here yet at White Paul, so hopefully if we do come and speak to you another time, we'll have students that actually can come talk. But so this is just a quote from a girl. Her name is Star. She graduated from Glens Falls last year, and she said, "The most beneficial part of Upper Bound has been math tutoring and academic support. Being able to get help and advice and support when needed also helped with the entire college application process. I couldn't have done it without Upper Bound." And so what I also like to mention, so Star is a freshman at UAlbany this year. And we like to just make sure everyone knows, just because a student signs up to be in the SUNY Adirondack program or the Castleton program, it doesn't mean that's where they're expected to go to college. We support students going a variety of different places. So I worked with 15 seniors last year, and only four actually go to SUNY Adirondack right now. They had a lot of really great college options. We have students at NYU, Boston College, Vassar, Skidmore. So really some really great college opportunities.
So Upward Bound is looking for students that are motivated to go to college and that are conscientious and will stay on track with the program. Although they're going to be weekly, you know, meetings and monthly Saturdays, it is also up to the student to, you know, really stick to their goals, but they've got a support system for them there. It is a rigorous program, so they have to keep a certain GPA, they have to attend the summer session, they've got to go to the monthly Saturday sessions. All of those are required in the program, and so there is a sacrifice on their part, but it does keep them on track, constantly moving forward to, you know, hopefully that end goal of getting them to college. But there's those extra perks like the stipend, taking them places, and all those college visits that make it enjoyable for them. I don't know of any students that I've dealt with in Upward Bound that didn't like the program. They all seem really positive.
Does anyone have any questions for us? I know it's a lot of information in kind of a really condensed form.
How is the information disseminated out to the different schools? You mentioned that you have no students from Whitehall currently involved in the program. Why do you think that is?
Well, we will. We're in the process of recruiting right now. So we actually gave presentations. So a lot of your seniors in the room, you've already heard all of this before because we already met with all of you. So we did presentations to 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students. So then students self-selected who was interested. They did an application, and now we're in the process of interviewing. I think Catherine's a little farther ahead than I am.
Yeah, we've got a couple of students that have already been accepted, but again, just started this year here at Castleton. I know Castleton had tried to start an Upward Bound program here a few years ago, but it had something to do with their grant funding and when it, the whole enrollment process started again, that they weren't able to get it going. So this kind of was the perfect opportunity this year. They were able to actually get going at Whitehall. So.
And I'm actually doing interviews with 8 students next Tuesday. So there will be Whitehall students in the program. Yeah, we had a lot of interest.
This is the first year.
Sounds like a great program.
It is a really, really cool program. I mean, what I've seen there as a teacher in the program, and I was very excited when Jennifer Jones got in touch with me and said, we're going to be able to be at Whitehall, because just knowing the kids here and knowing how many here that would like be perfect for.
I'm just thinking over the years I've been in education, the number of students that go off to college and discover that they were so ill-prepared to be away from home,
right.
And really don't understand the whole inner workings of a college and staying away from home for a period of time, getting to the cafeteria, getting themselves fed and up on time. That summer session really has got to give that group of students an incredible leg up when they go away to college.
Yeah, and I can kind of have a short little story about that. It's very short. So I was, one of my students is a freshman at Albany College of Pharmacy this year. So I was texting with him. He's from Fort Ann. And I was like, how's everything going? Are you homesick? Are you adjusting okay? And he was like, everything is going fine. I was really happy I did the 2 summers with Upper Bound because I think I'm more prepared than other people. So that really just shows, especially people from small communities, it really gives them the idea of what it's like to be away from home. And I think a really big benefit of it is not only is the student prepared, the family is prepared, especially if they have additional responsibilities at home. They've had time to kind of fill that void and figure out how they're going to make their household function.
Yeah, and it does kind of work them in kind of gently, because I know, I assume it's true at SUNY as well, but like midweek in the summer, the parents can come and visit or they can go. Like Wednesday nights, I know at Castleton, the students could go somewhere with their family or their family comes to campus. And they would have different times during the summer where there would be family events where, you know, they either have a big cookout or something like that. So they are away from their families a lot during the summer because they're living there during the week, but they do have that opportunity midweek to go off campus and see them again. So it kind of eases them into it a little bit.
So you made a comment that you help students with advanced regent classes. Mm-hmm. So it would be safe to say that as a district, we should be encouraging all of our students to take those challenging classes to prepare themselves for colleges as well.
Yeah, any student who really thinks college might be for them should continue to pursue those more advanced courses, because as soon as you stop taking math, as soon as you stop taking science, stop taking foreign language, you're starting to close doors for yourself. So that way, you want to have as many opportunities available to you as possible. So if you can get through those courses, it's really important to take them. Any other questions?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Anyone else have any comments they want to make before we move on?
Yeah, I'd just like to let everybody know we had a really successful fundraising event for the Whitehall Boys baseball team this past Thursday night down at the Alps Club. And a special note, the baseball team was there in its entirety, and they did most of the work on Wednesday and Thursday, so that was a good thing. They throw baseballs real well, but if you want somebody to make meatballs, you probably don't want to use a boy. Other than that, it was a good event.
Operation Santa went well too.
Absolutely. Operation Santa Claus was 2 nights before that, and it was another success. So thanks to everybody who participated.
Anyone else?
Yes, I'd like to thank the PTA for sponsoring the Halloween party at the elementary school on August 29th. I was only there for the parade, but everyone seemed to be enjoying themselves. So thank you.
Wonderful. Did you see August?
Hmm?
Did you see August?
Did I say August? I meant to say September. Sorry.
October.
October. Whatever.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah, I need coffee.
Superintendent comments.
That was really a very well done presentation by the folks from Upward Bound. I genuinely hope that we have many of our students take advantage of this incredible opportunity moving forward. The preparedness that you'll receive from a program like this will certainly pay incredible dividends down the road as you go off to college, not only in understanding the rigor of the classes, but also what it's like to be away from home. It's a whole lot different being in a collegiate environment than it is going off to a football camp or a baseball camp or a soccer camp. So to take the opportunity to participate in a program like that will certainly help you monumentally as you move forward. There's going to be a relatively lengthy meeting tonight, so I'm not going to get into too much detail, but there's one thing I would certainly like to mention, and that's that we had a group of our students last week from the elementary school as well as our junior senior high school go off to see the movie Wonder. A couple of things struck me is just fantastic about our community. First, Mr. Keller sent me an email while I was in an earlier meeting today indicating that he had gotten a response from the Aviation Mall thanking our faculty and staff and students for their outstanding behavior, how they responded, the way that they were courteous and kind and appropriate at the movies. And that's pretty impressive when you send such a large group of kids to an event like that. And a big thanks goes out to our faculty and staff that participated. And then I had a conversation with Mr. Trowbridge last week that he had a young man come up to him and let him know that he always wondered what a movie was like. He had never been to the movie theater. And it was his first opportunity to engage in an activity like that, not only with friends, but ever. So the more we can do for our students, the more we can do for our community, the better off we're going to be as a whole. And, for the folks that participated, the adults that brought the kids, and our administrators that pulled this off and made it happen for our students, thank you. It was a very, very nice event. Lastly, hope everybody has a fantastic Thanksgiving coming up.
Right around the corner. Hmm?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to do that.
No, I thought you were.
So okay. I'll mention as well, if you hadn't seen it, Cody Baskew was a gold medalist in the bobsled in the World Cups, which was pretty impressive. So we're looking forward to seeing a whole lot more happen with him. And I think I saw Evan out there someplace. Yep, Evan, congratulations on your signing at Siena.
Great
news.
Go Great Dogs, or Great Danes.
Thank you, Mr. D. St. Bernard. I think that brings us down to board of staff reports.
So we need a motion to approve the treasurer's reports as they were presented, to include the bank reconciliations, the bills for payment, budget status reports, our budget transfers, and extracurricular reports. Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of board minutes. We need a motion to approve the minutes from the October 16th, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Yeah, second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Is there any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the CSE, CPSE minutes for October 3rd, 4th, 18th, 26th, 27th, and November 3rd.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion on those minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the resignation of Mr. Dan DeLuca from his position as a cleaner effective November 10, 2017.
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second, yeah.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on that?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments. Anyone object to me reading these together?
No.
Okay. All right. Superintendent recommends probationary appointment of Mr. Cody Lewis to the position of cleaner, effective November 6, 2017. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the 8-week probationary appointment of Mr. Alfred Aubin to the position of school bus driver, effective 11/21/2017. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the school board the appointment of Mr. Theodore LaRose to the position of substitute school bus driver, effective November 27, 2017. Superintendent recommends to the Board of Education the 26-week probationary appointment of Ms. Donna Smith to the position of food service worker, effective November 24, 2017. Superintendent recommends to the School Board of Education the 26-week probationary appointment of Ms. Catherine Gordon to the position of food service worker, effective November 14, 2017. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Mr. Keith Picari in the position of substitute cleaner, effective November 21st, 2017. The Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Board of Education the appointment of Mr. Thomas Hoffman to the position of substitute cleaner, effective November 21st, 2017. The Superintendent recommends to the School Board the appointment of the following 2017-18 winter intramural coaches: Mr. Rick Whiting, boys 5 and 6 basketball, pending clearances. Mr. Brandon Sigana, boys grades 3 and 4 basketball, pending clearance. Mr. Jerry Arquette, girls 5-6 basketball. Mr. Jared Eggleston, girls 3 and 4 basketball. And Mr. Matt Waters, girls 3 and 4 basketball.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We need a motion to accept a 4-year tenure track for teaching assistants in the district. Teaching assistants should be appointed to a 4-year probationary tenure track. So we need a motion. First of all, does anyone mind if I read these together?
No.
Just two? Okay. Need a motion to accept the previously appointed teaching assistant Kimberly Gagne to a 4-year probationary tenure track appointment as a teaching assistant commencing September 1, 2017 and ending August 31, 2021. Motion to accept the previously appointed teaching assistant Jamie McLaughlin to a 4-year probationary tenure track appointment as a teaching assistant commencing on September 8, 2017 and ending on September 7, 2017.
It should be 2021.
Oh, you're
September
right.
September 27th. Yeah, that's my.
Okay. Thank you for catching that.
Wow.
Both are contingent upon effective performance evaluations.
Come on.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? Are they a member of a collective bargaining unit now?
They are part of the CSEA.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve disposal of the following items: removal and disposal of the old piano being stored on the elementary stage, disposal of 12 high metal stools that have been removed from the high school science rooms.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We need a motion to accept financial audit for the year ended June 30th, 2017. You want to touch on that a little bit for the rest of the board? Or?
Our independent auditor, Steve Bethel, came to a finance meeting that was held just before the board meeting this evening. We will read the full minutes from the committee meeting at our December meeting. However, Mr. Bethel presented the financial audit statements for the year on June 30th, 2017, and there were no negative findings in there. The one written finding that we had was that we were slightly over the allowed 4% fund balance by $6,377. He also indicated that the district is in strong financial health.
Okay.
He did, yes.
I would like to comment that I'm very, very appreciative of the work that's done in the business office. To have an unqualified audit report is pretty impressive. The financial oversight management that Jody and her team are involved in the business office does not go unnoticed, so thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
So we need a motion to accept the audited financial statements for June 30, 2017.
So moved.
By Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. U.S. Communities Government Purchasing Alliance. Need a motion to approve a resolution regarding the district's participation in the U.S. Communities Government Purchasing Alliance.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Dudley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building use request. We need a motion to approve building use by Ms. Valerie Wager, junior senior high school gym, locker room, cafeteria, lobby, and kitchen for Whitehall Wrestling Boosters Youth Tournament fundraiser on March 2nd, 2018 from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. for setup. And then the tournament would be on March 3rd from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Put down the public comments. If anyone has anything they'd like to raise on our agenda items, please. Mrs. Hollister?
I'm going to ask this for everyone because they're sitting here turning their heads. What letter H, what is the U.S. Communities Government Purchasing Alliance resolution?
It's a cooperative bidding program that would allow us to purchase with a group of other people. And so it's another bidding.
Okay.
Yep. Kind of like a data solution.
Okay.
And it doesn't cost us anything to be involved.
No cost to the district. Right? Just another resource for us to purchase off a bid, which keeps us in compliance with general municipal law as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Have the kids get the paper signed before we adjourn?
Yeah, we're going to, I am going to ask for a motion to adjourn into an executive session. I do not expect we'll take any action at the close of that executive session. So before I ask for that motion, if the students want to get their form signed, we can do that, and then we can release them. How you doing, Evan?
Good.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
I would see it. It's not
did you?
School, yeah. You're going to love it.
Not quite you all. Coach Paul, not
Got a short week this week, so we're doing great.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's never a bad thing about a short week.
I heard you're not
ready, sir. What?
I heard you're not coming in.
Thank you.
I don't want to. Thank you, everyone.
You're all set.
Oh, really?
Have a good night, guys. Be safe.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right.
Just give me your password.
I need a motion to adjourn to executive session for the purpose of medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
Moved
by Mr. Dudley, second by Mr. Brooks. Sure. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
We're in. So you know how we got in, right?